Hey there, Alex. Good morning. And look, thank you for having me back to talk books. Last week, we discussed Kate and Joel Temple's The Battle of Book Week, and it would have been Book Week just gone. There were still plenty of kids dressing up, which is absolutely fantastic. And I wanted to continue on that theme of books with younger readers in mind. And I've been thinking about the way that when you're young, especially, but still when you're older, when you're young, especially, a series can really capture your imagination. Now, of course, sometimes a beloved book series can also become a little less beloved, but there is such a wealth of books out there in the world. There are plenty of other realms to discover. For my mind, if you want some fantasy in your life, you needn't go further than Terry Pratchett's Discworld series. Within the 40-plus books that Terry Pratchett penned in the Discworld is a series for younger readers centering on a young girl from a rural community on the disc called the Chalk. Tiffany is 9 years old when we first meet her lying by a river. She promptly dispatches a river monster with a frying pan and befriends a group of small blue men. These are only just the first of many signs that Tiffany is not your ordinary girl. It soon becomes apparent that Tiffany is a witch, and while witches aren't supposed to grow on chalk, that doesn't mean she won't have to figure out her power to stop all manner of beasties coming for her. Fortunately, though, Tiffany will have help. The tiny blue men are Nuck McFeagle, pixies who can fight their way out of anything, except a pub, apparently. The Nuck McFeagle used to work for the Fairy Queen, but were booted out of Fairyland for fighting, or at least so they say. They believe they are in heaven because of all the things on earth to drink and to fight. And when they die, that they will return to the real world. So that's the setup. They're some of the main characters. And Terry Pratchett penned 5 Tiffany A. King novels between 2003 and 2015. Now, despite not being a younger reader when they came out, I read Tiffany's adventures roughly contemporaneously to their release. I was absolutely devastated when I finished The Shepherd's Crown. It was Pratchett's last novel, published after his death, and while it was a fitting farewell, it made me just immensely sad to say goodbye. And so I wanted to bring these books to more readers, not that Terry Pratchett doesn't have a legion of fans out there. The magic of the Tiffany A. King books is that despite their central theme of witchcraft and fairy folk, they are distinctly grounded. As Tiffany learns how to be a witch, she is guided by the best in the land. Granny Weatherwax is a highlight of the Discworld and perhaps the character most closely associated with Pratchett himself. Strong and practical, she guides Tiffany to use her head and worry more about people than magic. And Tiffany is an avid learner. She looks at everyone, fairy, human, or small blue brawler alike, and tries to understand the person. So it is that Tiffany develops her second sight and then her third sight, distinctive ways of looking at a problem from a range of perspectives. The magic of Tiffany's world is most closely associated with what Granny Weatherwax called headology, a way of taking each person on their merits and their circumstances and treating them with respect, if not sometimes also a little caution. I'm rereading the Tiffany A. King books at the moment. The first two books, if you want to go out and find them, are called The Wee Free Men and Hatful of Sky. And I'm marvelling at how Terry Pratchett writes for everyone with such panache. It's not that he's crafted a book for children and adults will sort of also, you know, get the adult jokes. Pratchett gets that we are all living in the same world, and just because you are a smaller size of human, that doesn't mean you should be condescended to. I love Tiffany A. King. I would love, if anyone ever wants to talk to me about Terry Pratchett books, please hit me up. But Tiffany A. King is just such an incredible character for all readers. And if I had a small person that I wanted to help inspire, I'd definitely introduce them to this young witch from the Chalk. So that's Terry Pratchett's Tiffany A. King novels, Alex. Thanks for having me. Thank you for sharing my enthusiasm for this series. Until next week, happy reading.